everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Loads of interviews coming up this week, all centred on this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We're going to be joined by the managers at Ashton United, Michelover, Grantham, Scarborough and Beresford United. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to look back at some of the results from last weekend in the league and the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's a welcome back to the show to Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Good evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm all good. We should say later in the show, we're going to be joined by Coastal County sports presenter, Mr. Andrew Snaith. That's right. He's back, everyone. So, right. Where should we start? Should we start with the FA Cup and discuss what was a fantastic weekend last week for the Northern Premier League, and in particular those sides who were in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup, starting off with Saturday and the original ties. James, they played a blinder, didn't they, the NPL sides? Firstly, let's talk about Marine. Marine won, Wrexham won. Marine almost won it on Saturday. Jordan Davis scoring a late equaliser there to take it to a replay. In the replay, didn't go Marine's way. But Neil Young and the rest of the club there at Marine should be very, very proud of themselves.
Yeah, they can be very proud of what happened on the day. Like 18 months now, they've had cup runs and they've still got a decent opportunity in the FA Trophy as well. Let's not forget that. So all credit to Marine on that one.
I mean, we spoke to Neil last week and we're talking about the crowd expectations and just shy of 2,000 there as well. Superb stuff from Marine. But going out in the replay by 2-0. Next result, Marsh United 0. Gateshead 0. We have to remember, Gateshead is two divisions above Marsh United. Gateshead did win 3-2 in the replay. And what a finale. What a closing last 20 minutes of that game, James, up in the northeast.
Yeah, I mean, again, we know this from Marsh, from a team that don't lie down. If you're scoring goals, they're scoring majority of them late on in the game. 2-0 down, you'd think that, again, you'd have thought Marsh have still got an opportunity to stay there. And they nearly come back into it. It's a shame the game couldn't last, go another 5-10 minutes from it. I think they could have got the third goal and forced extra time. But, well, again, well done to Marsh. And Adam Boys, realistically, who's on 21 goals for the season in all competitions too.
And well done to Pontefract Colls. 0-0 on Saturday. 1,400 there in West Yorkshire for that game. And a phenomenal result as well by Craig Rouse's side. Big congratulations. Superb stuff. And in the replay, Halifax won by 1-0. I've seen the pictures as well. A decent-sized away following from Pontefract Colls. And regardless of this result in the fourth qualifying round, there's a springboard there after this season's FA Cup for Pontefract.
Well, I actually went to the replay game and Pontefract were frustrating Halifax, again, holding the team who were third in the National League to a 1-0 result over 180 minutes. They've done fantastic enough to get through to that situation. So, well done to Pontefract.
A big congratulations to Pontefract. Also, congratulations to Stamford. Graham Drury was in no doubt last week. It was always going to be a tough test at Edgeley Park. But Stockport, kind of, you know, they won it by 3-0, but those goals came pretty late on in the game. So congratulations to Stamford on a superb cup run this year. Also, congratulations to Morpeth Town. A 1-1 draw with York City on Saturday. That took it to a replay. Unfortunately, that replay went the way of York City up in the northeast by 3-1. So York City through to the next round. Big commiserations to Morpeth. But York City, their FA Cup run is about to come to an end because they've got to take on our very own Buxton. Buxton through to the first round of the FA Cup for the first time since the 1960s. So big congratulations to everyone at Silverlands and Gary Hayward and that. And a 2-2 draw with Kettering Town on Saturday. In the replay on Tuesday night, Buxton 3, Kettering Town 1. That result there was after extra time, though. So Kettering Town, a good effort. But Buxton through to the first round, James, taking on York. What's your thoughts?
Buxton, again, late equalisers to get back into the game, so waiting for results to come through on the Saturday, and they popped up that they managed to get a replay. I think from the reports I've seen, they absolutely grounded Kettering out of the competition, realistically. Yeah, it was forced into extra time, and there was a floodlight failure. It's more than comfortable in the extra time, and they forced the result through. So, again, when they go to York, York can't sit back and just relax. Buxton, which has still not lost the league, obviously they've not lost the league game, running into the FA Cup at the moment. That's now, what, 15, 16 games unbeaten this season?
Yeah, and we'll be previewing this weekend's matches in the league, back in the league, shortly, because Buxton are travelling to South Shields on Saturday. So it's been a tough week for Buxton, Kettering taking them all the way, a trip to South Shields on the following Saturday, back in the league. So big week for Buxton, and Andrew Snaith will be joining us shortly to share his thoughts on this weekend's big matches in the Premier Division. But speaking of the Premier Division, let's talk about the results, because there was a sizable number of matches last Saturday in the Premier Division, and we should start with the top of the table clash between Matlock Town and South Shields at Causeway Lane. Darius Osi scoring just after the hour mark, and that was the all-important goal in that one, James.
The game was a good one from what I've heard, and that was the first home game Matlock have lost this season, so game on, really.
Well, let's hear a bit more now about South Shields, and on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Graham Fenton. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory at Causeway Lane last week. Superb stuff. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was a good afternoon. Tough game, as you'd expect. With their home form being 7 out of 7 before we went there. I thought we did really well first half. Deserved to be ahead. Obviously delighted with the goal off a set piece. And then we clung on at the end because they threw everything at it. But yeah, they were a good team and obviously delighted with the 3 points.
And it's back-to-back wins as well. And Matlock at Causeway Lane, Morpeth, who are in good form. They're good results, aren't they? Are you recovered now after that little back-to-back defeats against Bamber?
You know what? It wasn't that bad. The first half against Bamber was really, really poor. And they punished us and deservedly won. Other than that, Nantwich, we did okay, and Bathwood we definitely didn't deserve to get beat. So, on the face of it, it was kind of 3 bad games, but, you know, really, on the whole, it was kind of one really poor 45 minutes.
Going to Matlock and picking up that victory there, that takes us to Buxton this weekend, and ahead of the game, you've made a fantastic signing in Cedric Main. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, we've been looking to strengthen at the top end of the pitch over the last couple of months, but we've got to be very mindful that the players we bring in are good and improving the squad. And obviously, we knew with Cedric that he'd do that. He possesses a lot of the attributes we're looking for. So, yeah, we're hoping for him to get off to a quick start tomorrow.
Let's talk about the Buxton match, because you've had quite a week, but Buxton have had quite a week as well. I mean, this is Northern Premier League football at its best, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, look, they've had a tougher week than us. You know, I went down to Buxton to watch a game on Tuesday. It was a feisty affair. Obviously, going extra time will not have helped them. Obviously, when the floodlights went out, we were hoping it would go to a Thursday game as well, but that wasn't to be the case. But they've had a tough week, so we'll see how they get on during the game tomorrow and see how much that affects them.
You've got a busy week ahead as well, because you've got the Durham Senior Cup in the middle of the week against Sunderland. And obviously on Saturday, the FA Trophy's back. And does it get much harder, does it? To be fair, Marine away in a knockout cup competition. I'm just got my hands to my eyes just thinking about it. I mean, I don't know about
you. Yeah, listen, Marine have done exceptionally well in the cup competitions over the last couple of seasons. You know, we've already had a look at them. We know they're a good team on the day and that can cause you problems. But like you say, we're looking for a positive performance tomorrow. We'll give lads who haven't played much a game on Wednesday against Sunderland 23s, and then we'll go into that game against Marine, knowing quite a bit about them. And we'll give it everything we've got to get through in the trophy.
And Graham, it's been, a month or so since we last caught up, but seems to be going all right. I mean, it's the mother of all title races. I know we're in the middle of October, but plenty of runners and riders, aren't they? And Buxton and Matlock really competing. So enjoying it at the moment?
We are. We've got to always bear in mind that we're a young squad. You know, everyone keeps banging on about the full-time thing and this, that and the other, but it's very hard to attract experienced players who will drop to the level on the money that we pay. So we get very good young players coming in. We've got a very young average age. You will, without doubt, get inconsistencies within that, and we have had, but the lads are learning all the time. We're enjoying the journey, and we just want to keep on improving and see where it takes us.
I found a question, Graham. What's the crowd going to be like tomorrow? Because attendance has been pretty good at South Shields, and this one, yeah, it's a big game, this, isn't it? Come one, come all.
It is. It is. I think you've always got to bear in mind Sunderland are at home tomorrow at 3 o'clock as well, so that'll have a slight impact.
Ah,
on the,
no,
the,
this is a bigger game.
But, yeah, I would like to think so. But yeah, look, we don't know how many books they're going to bring up. It's a long travel. I didn't know that because I went down there during the week. But yeah, we know that they'll be in and around the 2,000 figure, hopefully 2,500, somewhere in that region. But the atmosphere has been fantastic all season, and long may it continue.
Graham Fenter there, manager of South Shields, speaking to me on Friday afternoon. So South Shields and Matlock, both 7 points clear up at the top of the NPL Premier Division. 7 points clear of Buxton. However, as we said, Buxton playing South Shields this weekend. Buxton also have 3 games in hand. So big weekend to come for South Shields and Buxton. Matlock, incidentally, on Saturday will be travelling to Lancaster City, which is a tough game, to say the least. So it could be blown right open, couldn't it, on Saturday at 5 o'clock. But as I've said, that's not for you to decide, James. That's for Andrew Snaith to discuss in a bit. Right, other results from the weekend. Bamber Bridge, they're involved in this title race, aren't they? Sitting fourth, 7 points off top spot with a game in hand. Their last result on Saturday, a 2-1 win at Bower Fold against Stalybridge Celtic.
Yeah, and again, we were forced to come back into this game a little bit as well. So they went 1-0 down early doors. Ewan Baines was missing. So it's showing that Bamber have got more capability in them. So push forward now and start looking at potential playoff spots for later on in the season. But yeah, fantastic effort from there, because Stalybridge hasn't been exactly the easiest place to go recently.
Well, let's hear a bit more about the mood at Bamber Bridge now. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Jamie Milligan.
Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And congratulations, firstly, on that fantastic victory over Stalybridge Celtic last weekend at Bower Fold. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Do you know what? We started all right the first 10 minutes. And then I think the lads got into that mindset of, oh, it's going to be an easy game, this. We'll just knock it about and look nice and pretty. And just forgot about doing all the horrible stuff which we do week in, week out. And then they gradually got into it and built a bit of momentum. And then they came into it and nicked one. And then we were up against it. So we had to change a few things at half time. And then second half, the lads were brilliant, to be fair, mate.
And at half time, I mean, often we talk about momentum and all that. I mean, Bamber Bridge's start to the season has been brilliant, don't get me wrong. But that Atherton Coles defeat there, how important was it to have that second half performance at Bower Fold and make sure it's back to winning ways again?
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I can handle defeats. It's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? But it's how you bounce back. And the Atherton game, it was a bit of a mad game, really. I think if you speak to Brad, their manager, he'll hold his hand that we were by far the better team. But they scored at the right time, and Rolf had players sent off, and it killed the game a little bit, and they sat in and they frustrated us, and we couldn't break them down, to be fair, and we left it too late. But then to bounce back, that's, and like the lads have done, fair play to them.
4 points inside the playoffs now. I've not spoken to you in the last few weeks or so, but it is going all right, isn't it, at Bamber Bridge?
Yeah, definitely. Listen, we're a young team. I think we're probably one of the youngest in the league. But one thing that young lads give you is energy and enthusiasm. And listen, the loans we've got from Blackpool and Fleetwood have been a godsend to us, do you know what I mean? Three cracking players. And we'll help them as much as they help us, do you know what I mean? So we've been good. The lads have been good. We've got a couple of experienced lads who are looking after the younger boys. We've just signed Pondy as well, which has been good mates with Pondy since we were younger. He'll have that little bit of experience as well. So we've got, at the minute, we've got a strong squad. We've just got another really good loan in, which will get announced today at some point. So yeah, we're doing all right at the minute, mate. But I'm not daft enough to know it can change any minute.
I mean, Nathan Pond is a cracking player, isn't he? But you've also signed Finlay Sinclair Smith in recent weeks, and he's such an exciting talent. I mean, what do you make of the blend of the squad as we're towards the winter months?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, Finn's exciting, and I say to Finn and the other wingers as well, listen, you've got that free rein to go and excite us. I don't care if you give the ball away 20, 30 times, because there'll be that one time where you'll get in and you'll do the business and score a goal, do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's going to be tough because of the way we play with winter coming up. So hence why I've signed somebody else on loan today, which will probably help that. But yeah, we're sitting in a good place at the minute. If you'd have said at the start of the season, this is where you're going to be at this point, then I'd have snapped their hand off. And the lads have been brilliant.
So tomorrow's game, as we record this on Friday afternoon, Ashton United at home. Ashton United got a very important win last Saturday themselves. So what's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, they had a good win last week. I know Clegg, the manager, really well. He's a top fella. Well, listen, they're down there, but I think they're in a false position. They've got good players, and they try and play the right way. And it'll be a tough game if our lads go into it complacent, and we're going to be in trouble.
And just a thought as well about the FA Trophy, because that's looming now, isn't it? Next Saturday, you got Dunstan away. That's a tricky tie, isn't it? That's a huge.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a tough one because it's a bit of a trek there. We've had some bad luck with the draws lately and things, and the away trips on Tuesday nights to Morpeth, etc. But we can't do anything about it. We've just got to go down there and we've got to get through the ties somehow, because the club need the money at the end of the day. And we had an awful FA Cup run where we got beat by Runcorn, deservedly. And it cost the club, and the lads know it. And they know it's vitally important that we get through this next tie.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, speaking to me on Friday. So Bamber Bridge sitting in fourth. In fifth position, we've got Whitby Town. They're 1 point inside the playoffs. They were 1 point ahead of Warrington heading into last Saturday's match. That gap stayed a 0-0 draw, James. So what's your thoughts there?
I think that's Warrington's first 0-0 for quite some time as well. So I think both we're happy to get a point out of that.
Yep. So Warrington and Whitby, 0-0. At the weekend, Whitby staying in the playoffs. They do have a game in hand, incidentally, over Bamber Bridge, who are 3 points up the road. Basford United are also 1 point outside the playoffs, like Warrington. Basford were victorious over Hyde United on Saturday by 2-0. Matt Fornhill scoring from the penalty spot, Aaron O'Connor scoring just before half-time. And let's have some post-match reaction to that victory for Basford over Hyde United last week. Here's Steve Chettle speaking with the in-house YouTube channel at Basford United.
It's nice to get back to winning ways. By hook or by crook, we need to win today. You know, we've been up and down. We had a great result last week away at South Shields. Disappointing result against a very good team in Buxton during the week, but we needed to win today. And delighted. Clean sheet, 2 goals. Young kid on the pitch. Good day all round.
And obviously a solid defensive performance with the 9th clean sheet of the season. We speak about it all the time. Is that something that you guys work on every single week? And it's like,
no, it's what we set out. We set our stall out to try and keep clean sheets. And you know you're going to at least gain a point in every game. But you know, with Adam and the back four, which have been consistent along with Betsy this year, they've done really, really well. And like you say, I think it's how many clean sheets? That's 7 clean sheets now?
9.
9 clean sheets. 7 in the league, I think it is. Yeah. I think it might be 7 in the league. So you know, it's a good starting point for us every week.
And then the recovery time as well for the lads this week, they get the full week off.
Yeah.
Instead of a Tuesday night game. Has today earned them an extra day off, or are they straight back into it Monday?
It's something that I'll decide over the weekend. I've just said to them inside, I'll let them know the plan for this week. But to break the chain of Saturday, Tuesday fixtures is nice, in all honesty. We can come in and do work, and do what work that we choose to do, and not be playing another fixture. But we will get back to work on Tuesday, Thursday at some point and get ready for Radcliffe next week.
Steve Chettle there speaking to Basford United's YouTube channel after that 2-0 victory over Hyde United last Saturday. James is still with us as we go through the results from last Saturday across the NPL Premier Division. Lancaster City, they're 4 points outside the playoffs now. They were beaten by Radcliffe at Stainson Park on Saturday. Lewis Fensom did get sent off just before the half-hour mark, but Radcliffe were 2-0 up at that point already, weren't they, James? So what's your thoughts on that game last weekend?
Sending off didn't really help Lancaster there, but Radcliffe, they've changed the style a little bit, and it seems to be working for him. I mean, since they've changed the style, they've been a bit more aggressive, and they've shown a lot. So against Lancaster, I don't think a lot of people expected them to be really on the front foot, but Bobby Grant, he's got a big decision to make now, in my opinion. Obviously, because he's acting manager at the moment, but he's also on 9 goals for the season and 2 against Lancaster early doors.
Well, like we touched upon earlier, Lancaster City this weekend hosting Matlock Town. Big, big game at the Giant Axe on Saturday. And we'll get Andrew Snape's thoughts on that game shortly. Let's go to Stafford Rangers. They drew 0-0 with Gainsborough Trinity. So a good result for both teams, I feel, that one there. Stafford Rangers in 9th position, 5 points from the playoffs. So very much staying in the top half of the table after last Saturday. Stalybridge Celtic are in 10th position. Scarborough Athletic, they're in 11th on 21 points. That is 5 points
in the playoffs. They do have games in hand on the teams directly above them. Scarborough Athletic were victorious last weekend by 3-2 over Witton Albion. Plenty of scorers in this game here. Witton taking the lead after 5 minutes. Then Scarborough got an equaliser. Scarborough took the lead just before half-time. Then Scarborough got another goal with Michael Coulson scoring with 20 minutes left. Witton got one back. Probably a nervy end. Not that I was there to comment. But one person who was there to comment on the game was Jonathan Greening, manager at Scarborough Athletic. And here he is speaking post-match to Scarborough Athletic's YouTube channel.
Jono, a tense finale.
Yeah, very tense. I think, you know, I'd like to win the 3 points first and foremost. But we're looking for a reaction of the players and after the game against Whitby midweek. And played on the front foot, played with three up front with Jake, Katz and Kulo. I thought were excellent. And the three in midfield as well. You know, Lewis M, Watto and Glynny were terrific as well. You take the first goal away in the first 5 minutes. I thought we dominated the first half completely. We had a few chances to score and probably put the team to bed, but we didn't take our chances. I think Jake Days had three or four chances. Katz had a chance. I think Kulo's had another chance. So, you know, you bury them and it's over and done with at half time. But, you know, when we didn't score them goals, it always makes it a little bit tricky second half. And they had the win second half. They came out with a little bit more energy. Obviously, their manager will have had a go at them at half time. And yeah, we got the third goal. And then, you know, that second goal, which was sloppy by us again, you know, it's sort of like it's a little bit tender for the last 15, 20 minutes.
And finally, obviously, we've had a few home games, but we've not had 3 points for a little while. How are the lads feeling after today's win?
Well, absolutely buzzing, you know. At the end of the day, the players want to, you know, play well at home and get 3 points for the fans. And, you know, it's not been clicking at home recently. We've probably had better results away from home, but hopefully this can be a springboard to get more positive results at home and, you know, get this place bouncing, because that's what we want, that's what the fans want, and that's what the players want.
Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel there, speaking with Jonathan Greening after that 3-2 victory over Witton Albion last Saturday. And we should say, a link to Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel and Basford United's is available in the description to this podcast. And a big thank you to all the media teams across the league for the great work that they do. Scarborough Athletic leapfrogging over Atherton Colles after that victory on Saturday over Witton Albion. Atherton Colles were beaten by Micklover by 2-1 at home. Good result that for Micklover, James. Stuart Bevan scoring the all-important goal right at the end of the match.
Yeah, again, it's more of the fact that Micklover have scored, really. I'd say it's the first time in four league games they've scored this season. And I think a great result there for Micklover. That's the end of one that they needed, just going off the results there. First win since the end of August. And the main thing, they've got goals behind them.
Yeah, opens up a four-point gap between themselves and Ashton United, Morpeth and Grantham at the bottom end of the table. Let's hear a bit more from Micklover now. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to John McGrath. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. A huge win over Atherton Colles last weekend. I mean, what does that mean for the squad at the moment?
It was a great 3 points, you know, much needed and much deserved. I think if you look at, if you were at our games over the last 4 to 6 weeks, performances have been excellent. The only game, obviously, Morpeth, where we fell short, but we have competed. You know, we conceded a late goal away at Scarborough to draw, drew at Stafford. You know, we lost one of the way to Matlock and played really well. So performances were there. I wasn't too worried about that. And you know, in the midst of you know, us having 5 or 6 first team players out missing for the last 4 or 5 weeks, so we've done quite well when we've had the to try and bring in the academy kids, the youngsters come through. But yeah, Saturday's win was kind of a great testament to the lads and you know, against a very tough Colts side.
And with injuries and stuff like that, because every manager suffers from these waves, it feels like, throughout this opening few months of the season, you've just got to ride it, haven't you, I suppose? Because when you look at the league table, you're 1 point behind FC United, 2 points behind Nantwich Town, and as we've seen from Witton and Basford, it only takes a few results being strung together and you're right up the table again.
Yeah, that was my main, you know, my main focus and my main kind of message to the players, that, you know, keep performance levels high and the results will come. So, you know, we're quite lucky with our full-time academy that we have got a very, very good pick of of young lads coming through who know the process, who know how we play. So we've looked at the table. We are probably 7 or 8 points behind where I believe we should be, which in turn would put us in the top 7 or 8. But like you said, there's plenty of games to play. There are clubs that will have injuries and things like that. So, you know, thankfully we're just getting, you know, 3 or 4 back now, which should stand us in good stead in the run into Christmas.
So let's talk about the next match. Stalybridge Celtic coming your way on Saturday afternoon. What's your thoughts on this game? It'd be good to keep the... Now you've got a green tick on the board. It'll be good to keep that going now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's it. That's the main focus. You know, at home, we want to win all our games. You know, we want to perform ourselves to be high. We want to be competitive first and foremost. We played Stafford last Tuesday at home. We drew 0-0. We could have and should have nicked it. But, you know, 4 points from the last two games, you'd take. And the boys trained last night. They're in buoyant mood. So we'll go into tomorrow's game full of confidence.
And FA Trophy as well, while I've got you here, John. That's coming over the hill now. Next Saturday, yep. You've got Grantham at home in the third qualifying round. What's your take on that game and that competition?
Yeah, I love playing any of the FA competitions. You know, whether it be Derbyshire Cup, whether it be the Trophy or the FA Cup, it's always a welcome break from the league. There's always a nice buzz about the place. There's the excitement of going through and maybe drawing a team in, you know, the higher levels and testing ourselves against the better clubs in the leagues above. So Grantham would be a tough test. We've played them already this season away from home. We drew 1-1 earlier on the season. So, you know, like I said, we'll get tomorrow's game, Stalybridge, out of the way, and then we'll prepare for the FA Trophy game.
John McGrath there, manager of Michalovce, speaking to me on Friday. What a result this was at Hurst Cross. Ashton United 2, Nantwich Town 1. Ashley United coming from a goal down there to take 3 points in the game. A big result, that one, James, I feel, for Ashley United.
Yeah, big, big 3 points, especially with how some of your results went over the weekend, just to keep in contact with the sides around him.
And let's hear from Michael Clegg now, manager of Ashley United. I caught up with him on Friday. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. And big congratulations on that victory at the weekend. A superb win over Nantwich Town. How was your afternoon?
It was good. I mean, obviously we conceded early, so that weren't great. But we seemed to be doing things the hard way. But it was I know we won it late on, but it was a game we did deserve to win. So we wasn't as good as we was the last three games, but we got the points, and that's what we needed at this time, really, to be honest, Ben.
Speaking of the form, there's been some decent results in this start to the season, you know, the draw with Buxton and South Shields. What have you made of the start more generally?
It's been horrific. It's been absolutely horrific. I think if that first week we've obviously beat Matlock at home, gone to Scarborough and drawn, and then literally, like, the wheels come off. We'd had our striker cracked his ribs, our captain tore his hamstring, Sam Sheridan did his calf, our keeper Greg Hartley's been in and out with injuries, Sam Bird did his groin, and a couple of the fringe lads were, like, in and out with injuries. So we ended up with a core of 6 or 7 lads playing every minute of every game in that, like, 16-day period. I think we had, what was it, 4 or 5 games, and they were dead on the feet, and we didn't have any option to change it. So we're changing shape, changing personnel, and it was as bad as it could get, really. I just remember driving to one game, first time ever as a manager, thinking, I've not even got a clue who's available. We're just going to have to see at the ground. And that's how bad it was. And then, obviously, what happens then, your good players get by confidence because you're not winning games. You start thinking, oh, such and such about his back Saturday. You throw them in, they're not quite right. And so it was as bad as it gets. However, the spirits remain really high because week in, week out, we see the quality that we have in the squad. So the actual team spirit and togetherness is as good as it's ever been. We just need to start accumulating some points, which I'm sure we will.
And despite, you know, the difficulties you've had, you know, third bottom, but not a million miles off from mid-table. And we've seen, you know, the likes of Witton Albion and Basford United just spring themselves clear. Given the form of everyone in the league this season, it only takes a run of 2 or 3 games and suddenly you're back more comfortable. So is that what you're hoping for over the next few weeks?
Definitely, and we've got a couple of postponed games because we're a game behind as well. Got a couple of postponed games being played in November, and I feel now the squad's in good shape. Last night training, before, obviously this is just prior to the Bamba game, so like last night training was electric. Had a couple of trialists in, lads are getting fit. Sam Sheridan were back in training, so the standard rises instantly when he plays. And we are in a good place. I think at the side of that, we've had a couple of really good loan lads in. One's been extended, one we're not quite sure on yet, but we're trying to get that done. And then obviously, we've had the rise of Harvey McAdam, who took his opportunity in central midfield the last few games and really flourished, and now getting a lot of interest from Football League clubs. He's currently with one training as we speak.
Oh, that's great news. And that takes us then to Bamber Bridge on Saturday. And as you said, it feels like, you know, the morale of the squad is improving all the time. You're going to need that morale for Bamber Bridge away this weekend. It's going to be a tough game.
100%. But, you know, you'll see with your Matlock, your Buxton, your Scarboroughs, your South Shields, them type of teams have not beat us yet, because we are a very tough team to play against. I think if you take the Whitby result out at home when we got beat 3-1, that was as low as it gets. We was awful that night. We've just gifted them three goals. It was a pretty even game and we got beat 3-1, but we just gifted them goals. Other than that, we are pretty hard to break down. Very rare we seem to concede more than one in a game. But now, obviously, tomorrow, your Jordan Humes, your Tom Benthams, your Ben Hardcastles, your Harvey McAdam, your Liam Thompsons. We've got to look at it as, can we go and score a couple of goals? If we can get a couple of goals in a game, we're going to be hard to beat. So that's how we're looking at it. However, Millie's put a young footballing side together who are posing problems for everyone with the rotations and how they get the ball down and play. And you know, we've done our own work on that, and we've looked at ways to try and stop it. Now, when you go 11v11 on a Saturday, that's it talks cheap. You've got to go out and do it. So we'll be going there looking to get a result. However, they'll look at it as a banker home win with the form they're in. So I think first and foremost, the pressure will be on them to take the game to us. But we'll be hoping we can spring a surprise. And I think at the start of the season, you'd have looked at both teams and you'd have fancied them to do all right. However, we find ourselves at one bit of the table and they find themselves at another.
And just to mention as well, because next week we're going to be talking about the FA Trophy, and you've got a particularly big game next week, haven't you? Afferton Coles coming to town. What's your thoughts on the trophy side of things as well?
Yeah, well, we had a really disappointing when we played Hepburn at home in the FA Cup this year. Again, that was probably a real, real low point. We were struggling for a side that day. We went out 1-0 at a whimper. We had a load of chances to win the game and we didn't. And the FA Trophy will be a game that we want to win, whether it's Coles or anyone else. You know, I was actually at a funeral with Brad on Monday. We were talking about it and we was like, we get some rubbish draws between us, don't we? And now we'll be playing each other. The first game, he'll want to beat me. I certainly want to beat them. His friends in both camps, that all goes out of the window, doesn't it? You know, you cross that white line, it don't matter who you're playing. You just want to get through and have a cup run, especially with the start we've had. A cup run would be really nice.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Ashton United. One last result to talk about from last Saturday. FC United of Manchester 0, Grantham Town 1. A fantastic result for Grantham Town. Jonathan Wafula there scoring a great header on 34 minutes, James, to see Grantham Town pick up their third win of the season.
Grantham, they needed that win again just to keep in touching point of the sides around them. What a great win for them at this moment in time, just to get back on the board a little bit, really. But they're starting to show a bit of fight back now.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear from Grantham Town now. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Carlton Palmer. Well, Carlton, a big thank you for joining us and welcome to the show. First is first, big congratulations for that brilliant victory last week against FC United. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was coming. We've been playing well for weeks and weeks and weeks. We've got a young squad. They're very young. a bit naive. If I'm being honest with you, over the last sort of six games, we've played very, very well. We should have got a result against Matlock. We should have got a result against Banbury. And, you know, I do feel for the FC United manager a little bit because they had good chances in the game. Our keeper was sensational. And in all fairness, probably a fair result would have been a draw in the game. But like I said to the manager after the game, you know, we've had plenty of that this season. The last sort of three or four games we should have won. And so, you know, I felt sad for him because obviously he was really disappointed, their manager. I was delighted for our boys because, you know, they have put a shift in. They have been playing well. They've been improving week on week, and it's nothing more than what they deserved.
Yeah, and defensively as well, because I watched the match. Defensively, it was everyone was 7-8s and 9s, especially in that back line. I think I gave the man of the match to Henry Eze, who came off after an hour, who could barely walk at the end. I mean, it was...
Yeah, but that just epitomises what's happened. Henry rang me up. He's come up. He's played for nothing for 2 weeks. Played three games within a week. We've given him a contract, and he was outstanding. I took him off because I just didn't want him to get injured because he's just that little bit of experience we needed. The goalkeeper, Jim Pollard, was outstanding. Willow was outstanding. And to be honest with you, I'm not just saying this. People who've been to watch us, I think somebody said to me when I was walking up after the game, how are you bottom the league? I said, well, you haven't watched us for the last six or seven games. Do you know what I mean? We don't deserve to be bottom the league, but... You know, in all fairness, everything takes time. I'll put my hand up. I didn't get back till the 6th of July. There was a lot of things that weren't right. I've changed a lot of things around. We've still got a lot of work to do. We know that because we've got a very young squad. Like I said to my chairman, you know, when we beat Whitby, we had seven players under the age of 23. And that's the way I wanted to go. And that's the way I said to the chairman, I wanted to work with young players. I want to develop young players. I want players who want to play football. He's backed me. He's still backing me. He's still on my side. And hopefully we can get through. We know we've got a lot of work to do. We know it's going to be a long, hard season. This league's a tough, unforgiving league with good teams, with good players, with big budgets. But I've said to the chairman, he's given me a budget. And I've not gone anywhere near the budget he's given me. I want players who want to come and play for me, want to come and play for Grantham Town, who want to develop, who want to go on. And that's what we're going to do. And fingers crossed, we'll achieve come the end of April and May that we'll stay in the league. And then we'll have a basis of which to go forward the following season.
I was going to say, I mean, despite all this building things up, you're not cut adrift at all. You know, same number of points as Morpeth and Ashton, who at the start of the season, many were saying would be in and around the playoff positions. You know, point behind Hyde United. So that takes us to Warrington Town this weekend. And the home form, that's going to need to improve a bit, isn't it, if you are going to stay in the league? So how important a match at the South Stephen Stadium for you?
Well, let's be right. It's not a case of we are going to stay in the league. We will stay in the league, trust me. But we need. It's one of those. It's crazy. When I took over, they hadn't won away from home for 2 years. And now we've won three games away from home and can't win at home. It's just nonsense. And we've played well enough. But like I said, I've got a young side that's a little bit immature at times. We you know, against Bamber Bridge, we conceded a goal after 5 minutes. Against Matlock Town, we conceded a goal after 12 minutes. You just can't do those things and you give yourself a mountain to climb. But as I said, week on week, the team's improving and we're getting better and better. And I think it's only a matter of time before we end the home situation and get a win at home. I'm delighted with the boys. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying working with the group of lads I've got, and they're giving me everything they've got, and they've been unlucky. Like I said, we got a bit of luck. I'm not going to say anything that's not true. We got a little bit of luck against the FC Manchester that we've deserved, but they're giving me everything. They're working hard. We've had a good week this week, training. So I'm really, really looking forward to the game tomorrow, and hopefully we can get a bit of luck tomorrow and play as well
and get 3 points.
And my final question to you, Carlton, was going to be about whether you're enjoying the role and that kind of thing, but clearly you are, so I might as well just go straight to the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy next week away at Mikulova. Looking forward to that match as well.
Well, I only take one game at a time, Carl, so I'm not even looked at that one. I'm only interested in Saturday's game. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the chairman's a good bloke. The people at the club are good and they've been good to me. The players we've now recruited are good and we're still looking to recruit young, good players who want to play, want to go on, want to improve. And we understand when we take those players on at this level, it's a tough, unforgiving league. They are good players and good teams. But you've got to have a structure. You've got to have a basis of which to go forward, unless you want to throw money at it. And if you're throwing big money at it, it still doesn't guarantee you any kind of success. So I'm 100%. The only way it would work for me is if the chairman is right with me, and the chairman's been spot on with me since day one. So, you know, at the end of the day, we'll get our head down. We'll do what we've got to do tomorrow. Fingers crossed we can put in another good display and get a good result. And then we'll look at the next game after that.
Carlton Palmer there, manager of Grantham Town, speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL show. I think, James, that might be the first England international on the show ever.
You might be right, actually, yeah.
I'm just thinking. Let me just check. I feel really bad now if I've missed anyone really obvious. The first one I'm looking at is Steve Chettle, because obviously he had a very good professional career. So let's see if he did play for England. He played for England under 21s. So that's the first obvious one that popped that past it through my brain, who's been on the show.
Mack had never played.
Jonathan Greening? Jonathan Greening, he played for the under 21s. So, yeah, Carlton Palmer, I think he might be. If we've got that wrong, by the way, to the manager who I did get that wrong about, you've got my number. Just get in touch and I'll correct the record next week. But big thank you to Carlton Palmer for joining us on the show. James, just before you go, another exciting weekend in the Northern Premier League this Saturday. How could people keep across it all?
Facebook.com/Northern Premier League, Twitter, Northern Premier League, Instagram at an official Northern Premier League, TikTok, which is now 1,000 followers, through the league website at VMPL.
Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, and you have a lovely weekend.
Well, same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But it's now time to get back to the bread and butter stuff of a fixture preview about league matches. And joining me now is Mr. Bread and Butter himself with some cod or scamper. It's Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you? Welcome back.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, I've had worse nicknames, to be fair.
So, Coastal County Radio, this weekend we'll be covering Whitby Town against Stafford Rangers, and we'll be covering that game off last this week, if that's all right, saving the best to last. There's only one place we can start this fixture preview, though, Andrew, and that is South Shields against Buxton. That's a huge game. We covered it off earlier, but 7 points the gap between second and third. Buxton, unbeaten all season, including the FA Cup. They've got 3 games in hand over South Shields. This game is huge for both clubs, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, Buxton in the FA Cup in midweek, even had a little mini floodlight failure in there, but managed to get through it. They have just so many attacking options. And of course, South Shields have just added to theirs with Cedric Mayne coming in. So it's an absolutely mouthwatering fixture, Ben. It's a difficult one to call as well. I mean, even the goal difference is the same there. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And I'm struggling to call it, but it's the hottest ticket in town and the match of the day by a country mile.
Yeah, it really is. And just to say, I mean, if South Shields get beat, it doesn't really, no one's going to say, oh, that's the wheels come off South Shields, are they? But if Buxton win, it's huge for Buxton, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And even more spice for them as well, having the Peak District rivals up there, Matlock Town, fantastic.
Let's go to those rivals now, because top of the table, Matlock Town at the moment. Matlock this weekend will be travelling to the Giant Axe to take on Lancaster City. Lancaster currently 4 points outside the playoffs, but literally could beat anyone in this league. This is a tricky game for Matlock, and
we could say it can't, where they need to bounce back after South Shields, but there's easier places to do it.
There is. It's always the test, isn't it? I think that how teams react after a long, great spell comes to an end, it can sometimes start to stack up. We know at Whitby Town that can happen after a long unbeaten run, then had four defeats on the bounce. So it's a test of the mentality of Paul Phillips' side there. I mean, they're top of the league, and they're top of the league for a reason. They're a great side. But as you said, Lancaster, I mean, they have Stalybridge syndrome. You don't know what's going to come week to week. It could be anything, but yeah, they're certainly capable. I mean, got a positive goal difference as well, out of 8 defeats from 16 games, but they still managed to have that, probably due to their firepower. But yeah, it's a difficult one to call, but yeah, it is a test of Matlock's mentality. I've noticed Paul Phillips has been at pains to address negativity at the club. He wants it gone. He wants a positive atmosphere. He thinks that that's key, and he's probably right.
36 points after 16 games. There's a lot to be positive about, isn't there, at Causeway Lane? So, Matlock Town travelling to Lancaster City this weekend. Bamber Bridge currently sitting fourth in the league table. Same points as Buxton. They have played 2 games more, though. They're taking on Ashton United this weekend. We've heard from both Jamie Milligan and Michael Clegg on this week's show already, but how important was that win last Saturday for Ashton United?
Ashton, to see them at the in the bottom three is a surprise, but I think it's also testament to the strength of the division this year. I mean, Morpeth dragging York City to a replay in midweek, and they're second bottom. I think we always go on about the strength, the league's very strong, and all. It is. It really, really is this season, Ben. I think it's as strong as I've known it in the 20 years that Whitby have been at this level. It's absolutely unbelievable. And a lot of people were tipping Ashton to be at the business end, and you never know, they might still end up there. Bamber Bridge, they've played the loan market very, very well. They've got some superb players in from Blackpool, from Fleetwood. They've bought particularly well.
Right, let's talk about Warrington. We'll come back to Whitby shortly. Whitby do finish off the playoff spots at the moment, but Warrington 1 point outside the playoffs. Warrington this weekend travelling to Grantham Town. So what do you think for this game?
Grantham will be worried about that home record to be this far into the season, to have played 8 games at home and not having a single win yet. But they're by no means marooned at the bottom. There's 3 teams on the same amount of points. They're only 7 points away from mid-table. They're by no means trapped down there. They still have the opportunity. Warrington, big, well-organised. They are what they've always been. They will always be hard to beat. And they've got every chance of going there and getting a result. We've got a decent away record as well. They've only lost a couple of games on the road. You would think Grantham will probably have the work cut out.
I was going to say, though, I mean, like you say, they're not marooned. They're on the same number of points as Morpeth and Ashton United. You've already mentioned Ashton United were one of the teams that people were saying, would be challenging the top half of the table. Morpeth Town was certainly that. And they're a point behind Hyde United as well, Jim Gannon's Hyde United. So you mentioned how competitive the division is. It really is, isn't it?
That's frightening.
That's not just the top, that's the bottom end as well. There's going to be some trapdoor this year, that's for sure. Let's go back up to the top end of the table and talk about Basford United. Basford taking on Radcliffe this weekend. Radcliffe currently managerless. However, Bobby Grant, at the moment their temporary manager, seems to be scoring plenty of goals. So, tough game this one for Basford.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and again, a sign of the strength of the league, Basford 7th on the fringes of the playoffs. Radcliffe 5th from bottom. There's still only 10 points between them. I mean, it's nothing really. We expected Basford to be up there, and they are in and around. But Radcliffe, you wouldn't be shocked if they went there and got a result. It's a funny thing with managerless teams. They do get that bounce. The players suddenly, maybe the ones that were out of favour and in a bit of a rut, are suddenly buoyed and think, well, I can make an impression. I can get back into the first 11, and you see a few surprise performances in the odd purple patch. So, yeah, you just never know. Radcliffe might just get a result.
10th place, Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic this weekend will be travelling to Mickleover. Mickleover with could be a big turning point for them, that victory last weekend. Tough place to go, Atherton Coles, but they did it. So can they do it against Stalybridge this weekend?
You look at Stalybridge, and you as I said, Stalybridge syndrome, you don't know what Stalybridge are going to do from one game to the next. They have certainly improved after the nightmare start they had. They look pretty comfortable in the top half at the moment. So you would think that they'd be the favourites, but who knows? As you said, though, that win for Michalovce, who were pretty solid, to be fair. They're quite the opposite, I suppose, of Stalybridge, who were win or bust. Michalovce are a pretty solid, difficult side to break down, and they'll of course still be buoyed by that win in midweek. And as you say, if you can go to Atherton and fight out a win, then you could probably go anywhere and get a result.
Scarborough Athletic, they're currently sitting in mid-table in 11th spot, same number of points as Stalybridge Celtic and Stafford Rangers. Scarborough this weekend travelling to Hyde United. We had Jim Gannon on the show when he first took over. He was under no doubt it was going to be a work in progress this season. That's very much been the case, hasn't it? It looks like, looking in from afar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jim Gannon's teams always have a reputation for playing football. When you're in the NPL, when you're at the wrong end of the table, albeit you were only midway through October, you know, you need to sometimes win a bit ugly and play a little, be able to at least do that side of the game. So it's maybe a different kind of challenge for Jim. But Hyde, you know, they're another team that you'd be surprised to see where they are. You wouldn't expect them to be fourth bottom. Scarborough, another team that are very, very hard to predict. They've turned in some really good battling performances, particularly on the road. So that should give them some hope. Having seen them recently, they had an absolute nightmare first half at Whitby and were out of the game by half time. It's a tough one, really. I think John O'Greening over there, you know, he's got a lot of history in terms of his playing career. He's played at the very top level. But as a manager, it's difficult and it's quite a tough job. There's a lot of pressure on that job. And you don't know what they might do at Hyde Scarborough, but they'll be hoping it will be the same sort of performance where they went to Stafford Rangers and fought and got a win when they played Warrington off the park. So they will hope that they can go there and battle out a win. You know, if you got Nathan Cartman up there causing problems, Michael Coulson fit again, fancy Scarborough might just edge it.
And Scarborough only 5 points from the playoffs as well, so it's exactly. You know, it's still early days, everybody. And as we were discussing earlier about the bottom end of the table, so very, very tight. It just takes a couple of stringing the wins together, and suddenly you're banging on the door of the playoffs. Let's go to Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles currently sitting in 12th. They're travelling to Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. Atherton Coles have only played 12 games this season, which is even less than Buxton have played. So early days for them. But Gainsborough Trinity, they just need to be stringing it together now and you know, becoming a tricky side to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially after that nightmare start. They both struggle in front of goal. That's pretty clear. I don't think this is going to be a 4-4 draw, you know. I think it's going to be an attrition. It's going to be now, isn't it? But it's going to be a war of attrition, you would think. I mean, maybe Atherton in a slightly false position. They have the quality to be on the fringes of the playoffs, I think. And they're one of those sides that were again picked early season as maybe a bit of a dark horse. And this still might be. It still might be. Positive goal difference gives you a little bit of a hint. They're not that far away. But yeah, Gainsborough, it's not a huge turnaround. They're very much reliant on that home form. They're difficult to beat at the North Home. But it's a steady turnaround there in Lincolnshire.
Nantwich Town currently sitting 13th in the league table. That's 8 points from the playoffs. Nantwich Town are hosting Morpeth Town this weekend. Morpeth, after their cup exploits, it'd be interesting to see how they react this weekend at the Dabba Dome.
It will, absolutely. And they played very well against York by all accounts, particularly in the first game. They got a 1-1 draw there. It is obviously a very difficult place to go. But they were good value by all accounts. Whether that can translate into league form, we will see. But two teams that you didn't expect to be where they are. I think most people thought Nantwich would be comfortably top half at least. And certainly nobody, I don't think, predicted Morpeth to be second bottom at this stage. But one thing they are under the new management, a physical, they're tough. They're not easy to play against. I'm sure that's all very, very deliberate. You know, horrible opposition to have. And they've got quality. They've retained that quality in the squad. So I do think, I will stick my neck out, and I will say that Morpeth aren't going to be where they are for very much longer.
And finally, before we talk about game of the weekend for Whitby Town and match against Stafford Rangers, let's talk about Witton Albion. Let's talk about Witton Albion against FC United. Both teams have had mixed fortunes. I think it's safe to say that. 14th and 15th in the league table. This is not a derby, even though they are close to the map, Andrew. But what's your thoughts?
Thanks for clearing that up.
an interesting fact, it's quicker for me to get to Witton Albion than it is to FC United Sundays due to the traffic on the motorway.
My goodness, what does that tell you about the Northwest traffic system? That's for a whole different podcast. But yeah, FC United taking on Witton Albion. United, on the travels this season, have really, really struggled. Just one win in seven. So they'll be maybe a little bit concerned against a Witton side that are improving. They're getting no players back. They were missing so many. You know, they've already conceded 30 goals, which is the most of anyone other than Grantham this season, which tells you all you need to know. But they had all those capitulations early season. They're a lot more of a well-drilled side these days with the players back. I have to admit, my instinct is it would be a difficult afternoon for SC.
Okay.
You haven't got off your bed.
No, I'm still there. Final match, Mr. Snaith. Whitby Town against Stafford Rangers. Ooh, this is an important game because there's a bit of a clamour going on behind Whitby Town just outside the playoffs. For Stafford Rangers, though, they've got an opportunity here to close the gap and really put the cat amongst the pigeons. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, well, Stafford Rangers are much improved this time around. I think it'll be a very, very difficult afternoon for Whitby, to be honest. I mean, they ended their four-game losing streak in style with the 3-0 win over Scarborough, then went to Warrington and got a 0-0 draw, so they're happy with that. But they picked up a couple of injuries, and they were to key players. Liam Cook, left winger, who scored one of the goals against Scarborough. Lewis Ritz in the centre, a big centre-half who's having a great season so far. So I think Whitby will find it very difficult going against a Stafford side that, as I say, are having a resurgent season. They are on the fringes of those playoffs. That's going to be a really tough afternoon for Whitby. I wouldn't be shocked if Stafford went up and got something.
Right, well, there we go. And just to say, commentator's curse, Andrew Snaith is a very experienced non-league broadcaster, so take that prediction with a pinch of salt. It might be mind games and all that. But anyway, just before we go, Andrew, get yourself to the Turnbull Ground if you can make the game in person. But if you can, on Saturday at 3 o'clock, where's the best place to keep abreast of what's going on between Whitby and Stafford?
Well, Coast and County Radio do a pretty decent service on an afternoon. I'm sure you can find them online, or if you're in the Scarborough area, you find them on FM at 97.4. There's a few familiar voices on there. Myself and Paul Connolly, Liam Ryder, will also be involved there. So, yeah, plenty of opportunity to keep up with Whitby Town versus Stafford Rangers.
Well, Andrew Snaith, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your evening to come on the show this week and help us with this fixture preview for this weekend's matches. There's one Tuesday match. I was about to say, we're entering this period now where we've done the hard yards and we're having some Tuesdays off, but not for Witton Albion. They're taking on Atherton Coles on Tuesday. But a big thank you for joining us, Andrew, and all the best this weekend.
Thanks, Ben, and to you as well, mate.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.